Hello world, my name is Sangadara. Jabim Meranam Sangadara hai.
Very nice. Great.
Well, I'm from Manchester and I'm in the lovely company of...
My name is Dhamachari Yashasagar. I'm from India, from Pune, and work for the men's ordination team, India.
And my name is Dhamachari Areketu. I am from Nagpur, India.
And we are sitting in Stana Shraddha's room, which is Sangharakshita's secretary, and we're in the main house, and we just decided to find a quiet space within this international men's order convention that is taking place in Adishtana, the home of our teacher Sangharakshita in England. So I've got these two lovely guests, because one of the main features, or something that is very obvious being here in the convention this time, is just how many brothers from India have come. Like, our order is really big in India. Maybe you can just tell me a bit how big the order is in India, and how many of you are here.
Okay. First of all, I must say that it's lovely to be here at Bhante's home. And of course, it's the home of order as well, and it's the home of Bhante. So it's really, really delightful and happy to be here with my many brothers from India. There are more than 500 order members in India.
Yeah.
And I must say that I feel glad. 65 order members were able to travel to UK.
Wow,
65 order members, including men and women, travel to UK, and they are going to participate in men's convention, combined convention, and women will participate in women's convention. So this is fantastic, the first time having such a order members from India in a big number. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is very important. It's
very important because 1/4 of the order is living in India. Out of 2,000 altogether order members, the 500, more than 500.
It's around 160 women.
Yes. Right. So it's very well represented here then.
Yeah,
because we
well
are.
Represented here.
I think we are about in this men's convention.
Around
200. Less than 200.
Less than 200.
And how many men?
We are around 30 men are here. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. 35.
Mm. Yes.
35.
So mostly coming from the Maharashtra.
Mm.
Yes, but there will be few more coming from other areas on the mixed convention.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Great.
Just this week, there's an exhibition that just started on Dr. Ambedkar on the library here in Sandhurst. We didn't want to say very much about it because it's something that is coming up more. There's going to be a big celebration in October.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you can tell me a bit about what is that celebration about, and what is importance?
This is very important celebration going to come. It will be a 60 years for the mass conversion of Dr. Ambedkar with his followers in 1956. So this will be 60 years completing. Because of embracing Buddhism, lots of people can change their lives. And because they could change their lives, actually, we are the people actually who could change our lives through that. So it is really important for us to see the exhibition here, which is in the devotion of coming event, that is the 60th anniversary of Ambedkar's conversion, Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's conversion to Buddhism. So it is really important, and according to me, this is particularly very important because Dr. Ambedkar has a vision for transformation the society or transformation the world, and same vision our Sangharakshita has for the new world or new society. So those two visions coming together. This is Adhisthana, is a home of Bhante, our teacher, Bhante's home. And I'm seeing that actually, since this exhibition is on, this is a home for Dr. Ambedkar's vision also, Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's vision also, which is the same vision Bhante shares I think that's why it is very, very important for us to see this exhibition on. And I'm particularly very thankful to all the people actually who put their efforts to bring about this exhibition. Yes, and we were very moved when the exhibition was inaugurated a few days back. Yeah, so it was really a moving experience for us. Yeah, and it has a great great importance, not only for the Indian people, but for the world. Because Dr. Ambedkar showing how world can be transformed through the Buddhism. That was the basic message, actually, Dr. Ambedkar's conversion gave to the whole world. Yes.
Yeah. And it's not just a message, isn't it? It's something that
Has exemplified, actually, Dr. It is just not a message. Dr. Ambedkar's life itself is an exemplification of that transformation through Buddhism. And his people's life is a message or is an example of that transformation.
No, we totally urge anyone that that is listening to these podcasts and might not know much about Dr. Ambedkar to really to look at his life, because it's not, I mean, it's such an important character for Indian history, and not just for Buddhism in India. Is it not a span to mentions? It's nobody has done as much for Buddhism in India as him. Maybe only comparing him with Ashoka.
That's right.
Yeah, King Ashoka. Yeah. So, and that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
So anyway, we're not going to say very much about Ambedkar, but because we're going to dedicate a lot of October about it, but just to give you a sense of what's coming up, to keep an eye on our celebrations in October. And another thing that happened today for you guys is Sangharakshita decided to come and get a picture with you.
Yes.
Yeah. So how was that? Well, I was quite excited as well, just to see that Bante was coming out. And
That was really the excited and the precious moment for us all to see the Bante.
People were just longing for sight of him. They came here, and from the first day they were just asking actually when Bante is going to meet us, when Bante is going to see us. We were knowing that Bante's health is not that good, but having sensitivity to him, actually we were still longing to have his sight, just a sight. And today that came, that dream actually, came into beings. This is particularly important because these people, some of them are, they never met Bante before. Bante, the last time Bante came in India, that was 1992. You can see the, when they met Bante, they were so happy. The tears were coming from their eyes. So this is very important from the Indian point of view, that actually not only Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar is important in their lives, they have equal respect, equal faith in Bante. They have that faith in Bante because they know that Dr. Ambedkar give them Buddhism, which brings them out of the hell. But Bhante given them a practical way to practice Buddhism actually in their day-to-day life. They were not knowing how to practice Buddhism because Dr. Ambedkar left early actually after his conversion. He just passed away early. So only because of Bhante we could really learn how to practice Buddhism in our daily life, which makes our life really beautiful. Yeah, so that this morning actually that gratitude really come out when Bhante meet us, everybody. Few people were not in a position to even talk after that because they were in tears. They know that actually how Bhante's importance in their life, how Bhante is important in their life. Yeah, so it was great experience this morning.
And that's why these people and these order members, 66 order members out of 60, 30 men are here. They travel from all over from India to here just to take a darshan of Bhante,
the sight of him.
A darshan, it's a kind of, to take a darshan means is to see the Bhante. So that taking a darshan, it's our tradition in India to take a darshan of a guru, to take a darshan of a holy place. So this is a kind of tradition in India. So it's a kind of faith showing towards the Bhante. And it's a kind of taking a darshan of something which is really beyond beyond their self, beyond their I and me, beyond the samsara, to take a darshan of beyond the samsara. So the Bhante is a kind of guru who is carrying the vision of Buddha. It's a bodhisattva spirit he is carrying with him, and because of the bodhisattva spirit, the Sangha comes into existence in the world, and we all are benefiting from the Sangha to create a society which is based on equality, liberty, and fraternity. So even the Baba Sahib also said that these three things I took from the Buddhism, not from the French Revolution. It's from Buddhism. So that was his vision. And Bhante's vision also the same, transforming self and the world.
You know, these principles as well, it strikes me of, these are universal principles, and they're really, to mention just like the internationality of our movement and the importance of that, I think how the principles are just like more than human principles and the potential of human existence, but that transcends, you know, cultures, transcends geography. And locations. So something as well that's just great. I'm very grateful for all of you guys to make an effort to come. You know, as well, like, well, it happens that sometimes a lot of people from here go to India, but it's very good for a bunch of people from there to come over here. And maybe we should do one in Mexico one day.
You are bringing a really very important point, that is because of the Sangha and because of the because of its internationality, we could really transcend our conditionality. We can relate to each other as a human being, despite of any conditional cultural conditions we have on us. They will be there actually, but Sangha is giving us an opportunity to break them down. Break our whatever conditions we got. And that's why we could meet each other as a brothers, as a sisters actually of the Sangha.
It enhances the importance as well of just these kind of events, isn't it? All the events that are international.
And it's very important for our brothers from India to come over here and take the experience of international Sangha. Because what's happened, we just get stuck to work in a center and to work in a situation. Sometimes we just get stuck and we just don't feel how to make progress. So it's very good that just travel to here and take a experience of international Sangha, meeting with the people, those are working in a different culture, a different situation, how they are struggling, and kind of exchanging ideas, exchanging experience, help them to see the wider picture. And that will really inspired them to work more effectively when they go back to UK, and we are really confident, because I personally benefited a lot from traveling to UK, meeting people here. Plenty of times I have participated in international convention council meeting, so I personally benefited from just being here and take experience of international Sangha, helping me to see the wider picture of Tri Ratna Bodhama Sangha, and that helps me to work more effectively when I go back to India to work for the order in India. So that's my experience. So certainly if order members, those have ability to speak, to share, or just take an experience, helps them to work more effectively when they go back. That's not the one solution, but I just feel that it's a kind of experiment we are doing. Let's see how it will work, and definitely we will have a positive outcome. It's not easy for Indians to travel to UK. It's very expensive.
They invested
their saving,
life saving,
life saving, and they invested the huge amount, and they and the family members supported them financially to come over here. So it's not easy for them, but we are here with 60, more than 65 older members.
Yeah, and I get the impression that it doesn't make a difference for them, for you to come. You know, it's really good for for us as well, see other people here.
The
fact that is you came in large numbers it points out for people like, yeah, we are, there is a lot of our order in India, and we always hear about, but to actually see it is it's different. And I'm sure it's the same for you, isn't it? Like how things get done here. It's just, hopefully there's going to be just links of connections that will just carry on and continue. Well, great. Thank you very much. Let's leave it there.
Thank you, Sangadhara.
Thank you, Sangadhara.
Thank you.
Jai Bhim.
Thank you.